1.
The sound of an approaching train, but it's not enough. An almighty crash in Texas as it slams into the stationary truck at a crossing in Midland County. Large metal pipes are sent flying into the air like straws, scattered, as reports say the truck was pushed half a mile before it stopped. The truck driver reportedly told local media he had stopped on the tracks to give way to other drivers, but had broken down and couldn't move his vehicle before the crash happened. He managed to get out alive. But 100 gallons of diesel fuel were spilled and a rail crossing sign damaged in the accident. It took hours for authorities to clear the debris from the Union Pacific Railroad crossing and reopen it.
2.
A group of children took a slightly different route home on their way from school after their school bus crashed into a house in Texas. The bus was carrying 25 children when the brakes apparently failed, leaving 5 people injured. 2 children on the bus, as well as 1 child inside the house, suffered minor injuries and have been taken to hospital. The bus was returning children home from Fort Sam Houston Elementary School when it crashed into a house in the military housing area in central San Antonio on Friday. A substitute teacher and a driver were also hurt. The driver has been hospitalized but remains in a stable condition.
3.
The community of Santa Rosa in California is in shock after a 13-year-old boy was shot dead by police carrying a replica gun. The area where it happened is out of bounds except for forensics to collect evidence, but events have already been pieced together. The teenager, ID'd by his father to local media, had been sent home early from school. He had then decided to take a pellet gun to his friends, but never turned up. His father said when he stepped outside his house, seeing police cars, he never thought it would be his son's lifeless body on the ground. A police report says 2 deputies had been on patrol, seen the teenager and repeatedly ordered him to drop the rifle. They then shot him several times. This is the pellet gun police found. They're often made to look like assault weapons. The death has prompted the community to ask questions and demand answers. One note left by a plastic gun which was also found urged drug testing. Even though he had been expelled from a previous school, according to friends and family, the teenager had a good sense of humour, enjoyed basketball, boxing and playing saxophone.
4.
A group of men in London have violently attacked a foreign student, apparently because he's not local. This shocking CCTV footage released by the Metropolitan Police shows a gang of 5 Asian men smashing a bottle into the face of Francesco Holney, who arrived in the UK just 3 days before. The 22-year-old from Florida was on a night out in the Brick Lane area with a friend when the gang started to follow them home. It's not clear what was said, but an aggressive argument broke out, leading to the attack. One of the gang members grabbed a bottle Francesco was drinking from and smashed it against his face. They then chased him across the road, repeatedly kicking and punching him to the ground. Francesco was taken to the Royal London Hospital and had 23 stitches to his face. He now suffers from permanent scarring and said he's scared to go out in London alone.
5.
CCTV from China catches the hairy moment a truck driver dangerously swerves across the lanes on a bridge. Songming Tang, the driver, was passing over the Zhushan cross-sea bridge in East China's Zhejiang province when he braked hard, noticing that he was too close to the vehicle in front of him. He jerked the steering wheel to the left, setting the truck off balance. Wobbling heavily, he veered left to right and left again before the truck tipped over. Fortunately, Song wasn't hurt, and his passenger only sustained a small scratch on her head. But this footage shows just how close they came to a far worse accident. Not only did they crash on a busy bridge in traffic, but they came very close to tipping over the edge, a metal barrier being the only thing between them and a drop into the sea. A disaster narrowly averted.